Anyway, so what's the story? It's quite obvious to me that I am not going to get more time, but only less. And if I continue like that, I will never begin my cryptography tutorials. So I need to do something about it. And I have an idea. Basically, if you read in my book, Advanced Handwriting Cryptography, which you can download free from my website, then you can see that I could create these every day several examples, and that would not be enough even my lifetime or 100 lifetimes to show all the possibilities that this method of handwriting cryptography is capable of. But so reading a book, and you will understand that there are even unlimited, it's limited only by your imagination, so many possibilities to do the code, modify it different ways, that maybe even mathematically it would be that all the computers in the universe wouldn't be able to say, able to create all the different modifications. Because that's just pure mathematics, if you understand it. That's why I was working on it for 30 years to get to that level, that it would be undecryptable. But I just like to do some easy examples, practical ones, which are not so hard that you will mess up yourself and forget after a while without practicing it constantly. So, enough kicking the can. I must do now something with my modest means. But I begin now with something else. One more thing. I was thinking that I could create, take the old historic, like hundreds of years old cryptography methods, which are not secure at all, and with simple modifications, very simple tricks, which are described in the book also, but they are not applied on the historic cryptography methods, just these modifiers which can be used to historic methods can make even those historic ones undecryptable, completely safe. So I was thinking that I could take from history books some old cryptography methods which have been used by emperors and religious leaders and kings and etc., just to exchange letters between them and warlords, and with some simple tricks make them safe and decryptable, just as an example. So that was one point of these cryptography tutorials. But maybe one day it will work out. Right now I don't really have time and no means, no place actually, no soundproof studio to film on high quality these tutorials. But one day, maybe with sponsorship and donations, it will work out. But right now, I just have to run around for my basic life needs, and that takes time away from me. And I got to get a job maybe soon too, which takes even more time away. So I'm not getting any more time. So enough talking. You just let's make example, a practical example of not cryptography method, but what you could use practically to safeguard your passwords, logins, pin codes, etc. So how to do that safely and not to forget them. That is a method which I can explain. You do it, of course, differently, but I'm not even telling my method, obviously, of course. My personal way of doing that, but I just I will explain today the basic principle how you can make countless codes for websites and not to forget them yourself, and they will be safe. So you don't have to write them down, you just keep them in your memory. For example, let's say that is a website, whatever the name of a website is. So first of all, you have to keep in mind that there are certain characters in keyboard or tablet which are not allowed to use even in passwords. So you have to figure out which one are most commonly used, I don't tell exactly, you just figure out themselves. And these you use regularly, but in different modifications. So you don't have to remember which special characters you are using for writing your passwords. But you use them in a way which you remember, depending on which website you log in. So first of all, of course, passwords require numbers as well, and small characters and big characters. So let's make an example. You have some number. It can be three numbers, four numbers, five numbers, which you always remember. They are in certain order. It can be even your birthday. I will explain you why it's safe. But better some other date, which you always use. So nobody... I'll explain. So let's say that is a... website, Magic Works. I don't have this website, but let's say Magic Works Science News is one website. So to create password, okay, login, you can use your name with numbers that's could be even always the same or similar. When I explain how you do the codes, you will understand how to also create similar way the login, so I don't have to explain them separately. Password must be more safe than login, so I do example with password only. So let's say website is named the Magic Work Science News dot whatever. So you have some, let's say five numbers. You have five numbers which are certain order, which you always use the five numbers. So every password you use the same five numbers. If you use for many years, you may after a few years start to use another series of numbers. But when you know that before you used one and after you used other, but you don't put them together, for example, five numbers. You put them in the beginning, two letters. Then after, for example, you use three other characters. Then you use again two numbers. And that's it. And then you use other characters. So that's about numbers. So numbers are, for example, that's just an example. You do it differently. For example, you begin with three numbers. You use three characters, and then you use two numbers. Numbers now you know already which number you use. And you use, in the end, you use one's end or beginning, even in the beginning or middle. You use several different letters which you never change. You always keep them, so you will not mess up the password. For example, old. You use always old, but small letters, for example. So you begin with numbers, one, two, three numbers, as I said. Then put old, and then put other three characters, and then put two numbers. So you already know the numbers, three numbers. You know the two numbers. They are the same. They never change. You know the letters old. They never change. How to make the code safe now? So, for example, if you have Magic Work Science News, the name of a website, you use not the first of each word, you use the second letter. For example, second letter, second letter, second letter, second letter. So you, or you have only three, for example. You put three numbers, then you use A, O, C, then you have old, and then you have two other numbers. and in special characters as well. You can trip them, you make a rule, but whatever your code is, a special character is either the very first or fourth or seventh or whatever you specific characters. And you can make other rules. So wherever you have a website, you forgot what your password is, you can decrypt it because your numbers are always the same. They are specific places. The one word which is never written down, you never write it down. The numbers, you never write it down anywhere at all. You just know them because you repeat it in every password. Just an example. You can do it differently. And then few letters like A, O, C, for example, you use for beginning from fourth or fifth place. And that's it. You can do it differently, your way. But the basic method is you create the code the way that some number is in your memory always. You know what to use. You can just instantly create your password, whatever new website is. You begin with numbers. And or you begin with special characters. Then the one word which you always use, but on one place together. It can be in beginning, it can be in the end. And to make the password safe, you use either second letter of each word, or if there is a website only with one word, you can make rule, you use only one letter. Or if there is a website which is like say five words, then you make rules, you never use more than three letters, otherwise it will be too long and it's easier to maybe crack. But you make some rules which are always the same, kind of mathematical rules. So when you somebody tells, okay, create your password now because you go to some official service, social service or business or whatever, and they say, okay, you need to have an account on us, and please there is put your login. So login can be initially the same, maybe you can change the login after, but it's up to you. And password can be also, you can have one password, temporary password which you always not always but which is easy to remember, but you create and you type it in the place where everybody sees. So when everybody sees, or is a risk of seeing, not everybody sees, but maybe there are cameras, but you know that you're going to change it later as soon as you get out of that place. So they say, okay, now you need to create your password and we're going to deal with you. So then you just take the numbers, you take the word, and you take the website letters, and you create a password on the spot and special characters in certain places. You can make a rule for you. You use one type of character or a couple of special characters only, you know, in the middle or only in the beginning, in the beginning, only in the end. And so you use different characters in different places. And you can create also rules. For example, if website begins with a vowel, with A or E or O, etc. So you create one type of special character. And if a website begins with a consonant, you use a different kind of special characters. So whenever, for example, after a few months, you think, oh, I forgot the code, you can decrypt your own code without writing it down anywhere, because the numbers are the same, the word is the same, special characters you can take depending on the name of a website. The letters as well, you can take them from the website. And you can make it more complicated. It's just a very basic example. You can also do that, you use one encryption method once, when it's shorter, easier to create, when you don't have time to think about it through, not completing the entire method of your password. And you will finalize the password when you change it. But that is one situation. Sometimes websites require you to change the password after a while. So what do you do in that case? You just create the rules that you change between two different passwords. So you change it once, One, for example, if a website was, for example, Magic Work Science News, then you create the password using A, O, and C, for example. No more than three letters. For example, you can use four or only one. It depends what you, how you want to do. But if a website asks you, okay, you've been too long using the same password, it's time to change it, then you take the third one. And take a G, R, I instead of A, O, and C. And you have instantly a new password. And you don't forget it. If you see that one password doesn't work, you can recall, oh, maybe I changed it already. You can use a different one. And after a while, after a few times, a few years, maybe using the website says you, oh, you've been using the code too long. It's time to change it. Then you change back. You change, go back to the AOC. Or you can create different rules. So you use instead of A, you use B. And you go one letter up and et cetera every time. So even in the beginning, you say like you can take the first letter of only the first letter of the website which you are using, want to create password for. And you use only the first letter for creating your special letters, which are unique depending on website. So you create M, N, O or over one letter. So you know that. You only need to know the first letter of a website. Like, for example, my website, Old Rip, I don't have access to different codes, but just an example. You create O and you can, one letter below, you use only two letters to create the special characters plus your numbers, plus your words that you always use. So that's a practical mode that you don't have to rely on your paper notes and forget them and write them on computer somewhere. You can just create your password instantly once you have created rules for you once and forever. But that is one thing. You have already many websites when you are listening this video right now. You already have many passwords. So it takes time to change them all. So the old notes you still have to keep somewhere. But every new website which you're going to create a new login or you want to change old ones, whenever you feel, you can change to the new method. And it took for me as well. I had like tens and tens of services when I, a long time ago, years, 10 years ago maybe, when I used social media apps. But I had many different codes, but once I decided that I'm going to create a system for myself, without writing down the codes, without forgetting them, then I changed them all, little by little, until now I don't have to write down anywhere on my codes anymore. And logins, the same thing. Think yourself about logins, because I don't want to give one example which everybody gonna use after that. So be creative, think about how to do logins. And there are, oh, I forgot to mention, important thing. There are certain letters, certain websites, which don't allow to use special characters. So you know that, okay, if this website doesn't allow, for example, whatever website is, doesn't allow you to use special characters, you just discard them. You don't, you make the password shorter. And if a password, for example, some even exist, not much, but exist some that doesn't allow to make too long the password, then you just make the password shorter. This you have to remember, that okay, this website doesn't allow to make too long passwords. You just don't complete your entire method. You make it shorter. And if you run out, when some website says, okay, this password is too short, please make it longer, then you repeat that. If a password is already 10 letters or more long, and just an example, if a website demands that your password is not safe, make it safer, then you start repeat the same thing over. Either you make rules for yourself. For example, you remember that in any time when a website demands you to make a password longer, then you either repeat from the beginning or you repeat certain characters, either special characters, either numbers, or either a special word, which you always use the same, three-letter word or four or five, it doesn't matter, it's up to you. But okay, capital letters. It can be the same thing. For example, if you can make a rule that, for example, if you create that MNO, you use the first letter of a website, and you create a MNO like the letter. It can be different. I said you can go below. You can skip over one. Then second letter or third letter or first whatever you or first and third, you make capital. So you already know that you don't change the rules. You just make the rules for every password is the same, and you can create the password on the spot using capital letters, small letters, and your numbers and special characters. That is not much to add to it. You just create the rules, and whenever you see your website, you have your number, which you use in certain places. You have your special word. It can be also include already special, even Word can include also the special characters added to that, which you always use the same. And the capital letter can also be included in the special word. So you don't have to remember it. It's always the same in every password. You don't have to, you will not forget it. You have to remember, but you will not forget it. So much said. I can't make it more clear because I can give examples, but I don't want anybody to use these examples because you have to be creative. You have to create something different that I just told to you. And I'm using something different what I just told here. So the login is the same thing. You create rules how you create your login. You can use your name, but you have to add some either letters, which you always use, or some special rules, which you always use to create a special login depending on which website you use, and you create a special password depending on which website you use, using some rules which are always the same. I do also have to remember sometimes special cases, as I said, when I have to change the word, I have to password, then I have to remember which modification of the password I'm using. This one I have to do remember, but there can be a few mistakes. You make one mistake, make second mistake, you will, if you haven't used for half a year, for example, you don't remember which version of a code you used. But you type it twice or three times, and you'll get in to your website which you forgot login of. That's it. I think that's thing that could be useful for you without any cryptography. But cryptography, you need for writing down secret notes maybe for yourself about something which you need to remember, but you don't want to anybody to read that. Or it's just fun. It's training of memory. It's definitely good for your health to practice cryptography. Anyway, that's it for now. I've done at last something useful for you, at least one practical video about something. And as soon as I find some moment, I'm gonna think how I do cryptography. Then I have to write down something for you to see. We'll see. Yeah, I forgot to mention that in cases when the password has been changed and login don't change usually, but if a website or some service asks you to change the password, and you need to remember if you use a first rule of modification, a second or third one, or for example if the password is shorter than usual, or in case if password must be longer than usual, then you can write them down, but in a secret manner. So basically what you can do, you have some notes that this is a website, I'm having this kind of code, but you don't write down the code. You only write down behind the website a message which can be a number, or for example if you use first rule you put just number one. If you use the second rule, you use number two. So you have an option to remember which kind of version of code you are using, encoding mode, for creating your access code to service. So when you look, okay, this is the website name, And that is just an example. You can do it different. That is number two behind. So you know, okay, this is not the first version of modification. Like I used letter A, for example. The website already demanded me to change the password once. Now with letter B. So you use number two. So you know it's instead of letter A, that is letter B in decryption, in encryption method. And same with login, you just you don't have to write down the entire login or entire password. You create for yourself rules for writing down hints which kind of login and which kind of password you are now using. And after a while, if you change, you just this one you can keep in your computer. You don't have to these notes to hide somewhere, because these are only hints. These are not the logins and password which are saving there. So you don't have to try make several trials when you forgot your password, which one you're using. You just go to your hint notes and look behind this website is such a hint. And you can also make hints which kind of email you're using for which kind of website, which kind of phone number you're using for. So you can be like a website and 3-4 hints behind. One hint is for email. You don't have to write down the entire email. You just use a couple of letters from this email. Second hint is what kind of phone number you're using for this website. Third hint, for example, is password hint, which kind of password you're using. And that's it. It's so simple. I mean, there is a little bit of work to do, but once you've been practicing it for a while, then you, when you know, it's you will never forget them, and you are not risking to disclose your password to anyone. You just look at your hints and you know what kind of passwords you do, and you can decrypt regarding to a hints. You can decrypt your login by looking at the website. As simple as that. So that's all I wanted to add. One important note is still to add here that all that I said about the creation method, this is just an example on very very basic principles that you must make it more complex. So it's not that all that I said here is just you limit with that your password. You make it more creative, but the point of all is that you just create rules, the rules which you derive, by which you derive from the name of website one part of the password, not everything. So one part of the password is easy to remember because it's number which you know from ahead, but number is divided in different parts. So you know where you use these parts. Another part of this code is a word which always the same, but it uses either capital or small or special characters. So you never write them down. So this is what you always use over and over again, but in special place, but you have decided by the rules. And third part, which make it different from each password, from each website, is just you derive the one part of this code you derive from the letters of the website. How you do it is up to you. How safe you do is up to you. But don't limit this everything on my example. You must be more creative and do it your way, but a way that you can always, always recall the password from the hints and from the name of a website where you create the login for one part of it. So that's it. I mean, keep in mind, don't use my example. No way. Don't use my example. This is just the example of principle, not the code creation example. You create your own code, your own way. That's all I wanted to add here.